The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault and Drew McNeil on MFR 2.
Welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show. On this week's show, Glenorchy keeper finally gets a haircut. We'll catch up with the Inverness boss James McDougall in North Division 1. Plus, Glenorchy co-boss and Scotland manager Drew McNeil is here to look over all this weekend's action. Drew, a very good afternoon to you. Pleasant day in Inverness as we record this week's podcast. A lovely day. Hopefully the weather continues ahead of this weekend.
Summer has arrived, I suppose. Let's hope it does keep forward to the... I know Astie and the Cameron Golf has been hoping for dry weather, but they haven't lost any games, or not many games so far. A lot of different times this week, I've noticed. A lot of different changes in times. Anyone going to games, meet you, check their times first.
Yeah. Looking back then at last weekend, Fort William picking up their first win of the campaign. A good win for them at Canusie too.
Sounds like a solid win, doesn't it? 3-0, you know, keeping Canusie at a nil's brilliant, really, up there. Surprised? Probably, yeah. Yeah, I was, probably.
We did kind of say in the last few weeks that they perform better on the road, obviously in a temporary home for them, and they really are, you know, doing that. They really are picking up the points away from home, and in a difficult venue for them as well, although you did say last week they'd enjoy going there.
Yeah, the new boy Scott Henderson came on, apparently his first touch, scored a goal in the 70th minute and then got a second one in 71, and I think he missed couple opportunities after that, you know. So yeah, they got him from Ballyhosh. I remember Scott when he was younger, he was a bit of a goal scorer, but stepping up to that level, going to the Dell, scoring two goals in his first minute in a Premier Division game, it's not bad, is it?
Need some more starting really to click into gear now. I went for them, a 4-2 win over Kinloch Shiel. Fair play to Kinloch Shiel going there, you know, a daunting task for them. They did score two, but need some more kind of finding their feet after that surprise defeat to Lovett on day one.
Yeah, caught that game on YouTube. I spoke to Norman Campbell this week. He thought Newton Moor won fairly easily, but I was really impressed with Kinloch Shiel. I was impressed with Newton Moor as well, right enough, but Kinloch Shiel fairly got stuck in them, you know, very dynamic team, and a fair play to them. They looked like they really thought they could win the game, even at 3-0 they kept going.
Glenorchy losing at home to Cas Athletic, and I have to watch what I say here. It wasn't a great day for you on Saturday.
Yes, I know, but I'm a sort of, my glass is always half full, not half empty. We've got a lot of young guys playing there. The young guys certainly didn't let the team down. I think it's fair to say the older players let the young boys down on Saturday. 6-1's unacceptable. You shouldn't lose any more than three goals in a shinty game, so that's pretty poor.
You did, like you say, you did have a lot of players out as well, which doesn't help, but, you know, at the same time, you know, the young lads coming in there, and it's a kind of baptism of fire for them.
No, it's not an excuse to, regardless of the team they had out in the day, should have been much closer to Kyle, should have easily have got a draw out of that game. I mean, I felt they should have won it, but 6-1 makes me sound ridiculous saying they should have won it, but early on, 20 minutes gone, yeah, we had a good chance there, but yeah, they just... I think it's capitulation, that's the word I use there. I'll put a line under that one.
Cas Athletic, that was their second game of the season. They got beat by Canusie the week after. And what did you make of them on Saturday? Obviously, we know all about their exploits last season.
Kyles were short, to be fair. Good to see young Ewan Campbell, an ex-Fort William boy, playing up front, and scored the first goal for Kyles. Gave him a bit of stick, and I was speaking to Norman McDonald about him, the Kyles manager. Just, you know, he needs to get some weight off Ewan, and he'll be a good asset to them. You know, if Ewan was in Fort William, he'd be close to their squad. So picking up Ewan's good, but they were a few short. They were a few short, Kyle. So they'll be. I know even James Pelech, they were delighted with the win they did. They thought they might have got beat up at Glenorchy, but no, it wasn't going to happen after 3-0 down.
And in the final game, Bute leaving it late, but they got another point on the board at home to Camali.
Yeah, Hector, I noticed, got a goal in the 85th minute, the equaliser. Hector's been playing in defence, so I don't know whether Hector then moved up front to get the equaliser, but he's a handful, Hector. It's going to be tight, isn't it, again this year? No point thinking otherwise. You know, fair play to Bute, another point, and Kamali just trying to get points.
Yep.
I'm not sure what my prediction was last week with that one, but I would all be doing a good game, that. You know, we'd have been a good game. It's tough, it's tight, you know, it's tight.
It is, and it's proving... to be very entertaining week in, week out, you know. And we did say, you know, even early as the end of last season, we did say that, you know, the Premiership this year will be extremely tight, and it's proving to be the case.
No, you know, last year I thought it was tighter. It's going to be even harder this season, you know. And every time there's a team missing a game, they're dreading it. I think Fort William aren't playing this week, they've got McTavish Cup game, so they'll lose ground, you know, to some teams as well, because, you know, Fort William are back in the hunt now for the League 2 with that good result of the Dell.
Indeed, we'll look ahead to the the games this weekend in the Premiership, and indeed, as Drew mentioned, the first of the McTavish Cup ties for William up against Caberfae. And North Division 1 Bewley did draw with Caberfae at the weekend. Sky won again. We'll talk more about North Division 1 in a second, but Inverness got a draw at the weekend at home to Lacharan, and they're the first subject of a club focus feature. 2 points from three this season for the Highland Capital side. And earlier today I caught up with their co-boss James McDougall.
Two draws in three games, you know, your draw at the weekend there with Lacharan as well. You must be pleased with, you know, getting some points on the board in the first few weeks.
Pleased with a point on the board in both these games against Strathclass and Lacharan. But, you know, if we're going to try and raise the bar this year again, well, we have to be disappointed with the point that we lost. Yeah, we'll take the point that we gained, but we've got to be unhappy with the point that we gave away, because again, the chances that we've made in these two games, you know, they're winnable games for us, you know, which is kind of breeding an air of confidence about the squad. You know, the guys are very upbeat just now. You know, looking at the guys, you know, the guys are sharp and they're going, but we just need to sort out one or two other little issues with our scoring goals. You know, we've kind of tightened up at the back. And you know, we are scoring goals. I think we've scored now 2, 4, 5 goals in our first three games. Our new signings are settling in well. Sorley McDonald and Dougie Rankin have come in. Sorley's just a class act. I've always admired him since the last few years. You know, looking at the guy, he's so comfortable on the ball. Nothing's a problem. He doesn't panic, and the guys round about they'll get goals off Sorley. Unfortunately, that's not happened yet. But you know, because he scored the majority of them himself, it's coming. You know.
Yeah, like you say, I mean, Sorley scored 3 of your 5 goals already this season, and you know, he's one player that's caught the eye in North Division 1. But yeah, I think you were right to say that he'll bring the squad on, and it's a real kind of a real good signing for you.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and you know, a few more signings like that would just be right up our street now. Obviously, we'll not turn anyone away, but you know, if we, you know, another couple of guys to push in would help us, because we're still running a very tight squad. We've got a small squad, and you know, we've not actually had the same team out in any of the three games now. Which is a bit concerning. You know, we now picked up a few injuries here and there. Davey Hyams out for perhaps another couple of weeks. He's got an ankle injury, which he got in the Bewley game, so he's missed 2 games. Aaron McMaster, again, an important player for us. He's not played this year at all. He broke his thumb in the door of his car before the season started. You know, about the pre-season, he's looking really sharp. When we're down in Oban, we played Oban Celtic down there in a Memorial Cup. You know, it looked really sharp. You know, we were excited about what he was going to do for us, and you know, there you go. He shuts the door in his thumb. He hasn't played a game yet. So, we're probably running 4 or 5 short just now, and we're competitive. You know, that's the good thing, actually. Stephen McLean Murph, the Bewley manager, I talked to him after the Bewley game, and he was really complimentary about the fight that was in our guys. Yes, we got beaten 3-1. But the fight that was in our guys for the whole 90 minutes is really encouraging.
And it's really good to hear, because, you know, I spoke to you a few times last season as well, and, you know, I think at one point you were kind of pulling your hair out, but it seems to be the total opposite this season.
Well, we've laid it on the line, myself. I mean, at the end of the day, myself and Stevie were both winners when we played the game. You know, when, you know, I mean, perhaps we took over, you know, when, you know, we're losing guys with age and that, taking guys in, and maybe there wasn't the same heart about it. We were trying to take it. We never said it was going to happen overnight. You know, I think that's 3.5 years into the contract now. But we've still got a long, long way to go yet. You know, but we are there for the long haul. After last year, you know, the easy thing for myself and Steve to do would be walk away, you know, and give yourself a break, recharge the batteries and that. But, you know, we've never really walked away from anything. And, you know, it's a long and a winding road, and there's a few twists and turns in it yet, I'm sure. But we're on the right track. As long as we're competitive and the guys are giving 100% on a Saturday and through the week, well, what more can you ask for?
And just finally, James, Sky this weekend, away to Sky, and so far, well, I don't know what you're expecting from Sky. They beat Strathclass 4-1 at the weekend. They also beat Caberfae by 4-3, but lost quite heavily to Lochaber 7-1. So you don't know really what Sky team's going to turn up.
No, well, that's right. I mean, Sky are very much like ourselves over the last couple of years. You know, if they've got their full squad out and they're in the right frame of mind, they'll beat anyone. You know, and you know, every team is capable of beating each other in this league, and more so this year than ever, I feel. I was doing a bit for one of the papers last week, and you know, I was asked the question, you know, against Lochalan, it must be one of the games that you would expect to pick up the 2 points. I don't agree with that, because you know, every team on their day is capable, and if you know, if we go into these games expecting to win, well, we'll win nothing. You know, we go in there we go to win them, but we're not going to say beforehand that we're going to win them, if you know what I mean. There's certainly no cockiness about us.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Inverness co-boss James McDougall on the MFR Shinty Show. A good point for him at the weekend, Drew, and James quite rightly highlighting the new signings, especially Sorley, who's been on the score sheet three times already this season.
Yeah, I think James Cameron's got the other two, Dougie Rankin's playing at half back. He's obviously making a bit of a difference. Unfortunately, James Cameron managed to get himself sent off stupidly on Saturday, so a bit of shame for Inverness, just when they seem like they're getting going, they've lost another good striker.
Like he said as well, you know, Bewley in the first game of the season losing 3-1 at home, but I mean, I heard you know, good things about them. They were very unlucky maybe not to get something from that game, so it's positive for them. You know, they've started the season pretty well.
Yeah, they'll be happy. 5 goals is quite good for them, actually, even within 3 games. You don't normally score as often as that, so Solly's made a difference. There's no doubt Solly would always make a difference to any team. But interesting, Solly going back to Sky this weekend.
Yeah, it should
interesting to see if he continues to score in the streak.
Why not? And Sky, and as I said there to James, very unpredictable so far this season. They've lost 7-1, but the 2 games they've won, both by 4 goals.
Yeah, it'll be a tough one for Inverness. I think Sky will be quite strong at home. You would expect that anyway. The game loss was at Lochaber, I think, wasn't it? So you'd expect Sky to do quite well at home, and Inverness without James Cameron will give Sorley less space, I would imagine.
I hate to take James back to last season, but when I did speak to him, it was not negative, but quite downbeat, and he was obviously going through a tough time. But very good to hear from him there, and he's on a, you know, upward spiral now. He's looking upwards and onwards, and the club is starting to flourish as well.
Yeah, that was a phase of that point in the season. They were struggling to get 2 teams, and they've been talking going down to 1 team, but now they're back. They've got 2 teams. They've got young guys coming in playing at that level as well. I think last week the 15-year-old made his debut, and the week before the 16-year-old made their debut. So you know, they're picking up young lads that are playing for them now in the second team, which is so important.
And the kids are coming through as well. James talked to me about the youth development programme off air as well, and at a Sunday morning they're getting about 25-35 kids along, 10:30 every Sunday morning, in case anyone wants to go along there at the Bucht Park outside, but Culloden inside as well, P1 to P7. That's the future. It's great to see.
Yeah, in fact, they had to take over 2 halls in Culloden. They were that busy last week, I believe. So I was speaking to Peter Gow just yesterday, and he was telling me how much they're doing, and I keep on promising to get down on Sunday, but we'll see.
And obviously, I mean, out with Inverness, you know, the kind of Shinty communities all benefit from, you know, having that kind of close-knit kind of Shinty, you know, is bred into you. But in Inverness as a city, there's a lot of other sports competing for the youngsters as well, but it's great to see that number of youngsters coming through the, you know, the doors there.
Yeah, and most of the Shinty players, their fathers have played or their uncles have played in Inverness. Maybe it's the first time that somebody in that family have played Shinty, so it's slightly difficult because you don't have that tradition, and it's difficult for Inverness, but they, you know, it looks like they're going the right direction. You know, 30 odd kids is fantastic, and I know they are trying really hard, and they've got, I think they put 11 coaches through their training. Yep. Last season, it's incredible what the effort they've put in.
Yeah, incredible to see. Looking at North Division 1 then, last weekend, obviously Bewley are still the top dogs with 5 points, played 3, they drew with Caberfae not in action this weekend, of course, because of the McTavish Cup first round, but the big one there was Lochaber not playing last weekend. Bewley really could have taken advantage and got maximum points. They almost did.
89th minute, Ali McLennan undone them. They'll be gutted about losing that 1 point. They probably thought they had the points in the bag. Typical Caberfae, you know, that's what I said a couple of weeks ago. I was amazed they lost a 3-0. Was it a 3-0 lead they lost on their own pitch? I mean, you don't normally get that with Caberfae. They never tend to give up. So At least it's the old cab of feather at back, not giving in.
At home to Strathglass this weekend, Bewley, surely it's a kind of 2 points there. Lochaber up against Lochcarron, and Skye versus Inverness. Again, you know, I think that every league now is really, really kind of, it really is very tight in every division, and that one is going to be no exception to the case.
Yeah, with Bewley, if we think they're title contenders, they should take control of Strathglass quite easily. That should be an easy win for them. Skye, you'd expect to beat Inverness up in Skye, and then Lochaber against Lochcarron. It's quite odd, they've played the first game of the season, I think, was it? And it was 1-1, so they're playing already. Mm-hmm. But Lochaber at home, you'd expect them after the good result against Skye to, well, they must have got something together, whether they've got players back or not. I'd expect them. Actually, I might catch that game on Saturday because I've got an early start on Saturday, so my idea is to pop down to Spain and catch that game.
There you are. South Division 1 now. Glenorchy were back in action last weekend, maintaining their unbeaten start to the season with a 2-0 win over Strachur. Goalkeeper Andrew Smith looked like the new man between the sticks due to his new look. The Orkey keeper finally cut his hair after the opening day win over Oban Celtic. And earlier today, I caught up with the man himself. Andrew, first of all, tell us how about story come about, because you've not shaved your beard or cut your hair in quite a while.
At the start of the last season, I began to need a haircut, and I didn't really want to get it, so I thought I'd say that I wouldn't get it till we won a game. But then that just dragged on and on and on, and I couldn't get it cut till a couple of weeks ago.
What have your friends and family been saying about you? Because obviously they've had to, you know, to put up with you looking, you know, quite rough for a while.
Oh, they've been loving it, just laughing away. Urging me to get it cut all the time, but I figured I better keep going.
And obviously last season, you know, for Glenorchy, it was a tough season for you as well. It's a kind of, you must have had a really bad 2011 on the park and off the park, because off the park, you know, you've got this kind of, you know, beard and the hair going as well, but you must be, you know, desperate for that first win.
I thought we might get it a couple of times. We had a couple of close games that were just the odd goal in it, and we drew with Lovett in the Cavenagh Cup, but just never managed to get that win.
And you never had any, you know, kind of easier cup ties as well to perhaps, you know, try and get that the monkey off the back, as it were.
I know, Premier League teams and every single cup we got as well.
But you finally did, you know, trim the beard and the hair as well. You finally got that at the start of this season, so it, you know, the story ends pretty well.
It was a close game as well, that game. We only just managed to hang on, but delighted at the end.
I'm sure you've been writing the barbers at full time. You know, as soon as that the whistle went, you were straight into the hairdressers to get it chopped off.
Their faces were a sight when I walked in. I don't think they could quite believe it, to be honest.
I don't know about you know, price wise, but I know when I go for a haircut, you're talking about, you know, £8. You know, for a standard cut, did they charge any extra for, you know, the job that they carried out?
No, they just charged the same price. I was quite surprised. I told them the story as well. I think they quite liked that. I think that quite helped.
You're back in South Division 1 this season for Glenorchy. Good start to the season. Two wins from two. You must be pleased with the start you guys have made.
It's a good start we've made, and I hope we can keep up. But we've got Knelt on Saturday, and that'll be a tough local derby. But hope we can take 2 points from that and keep the good start going.
South Division 1 is going to be a real kind of tight lead to predict this year. There's a lot of teams in there. Glasgow, Midderguile, obviously Oban, Cavenagh coming down as well. But you know, I suppose it makes it interesting as well. It's going to be a real kind of close league to watch.
Yeah, well, I'd say Oban, Cavenagh, I'd say, are the favourites. But we thought we can run them close, and you never know. Never know what can happen if we can just keep winning games.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Glenorchy goalkeeper Andrew Smith on the MFR Shinty Show. Drew, a great story for Andrew and Glenorchy, perhaps not last year, this year, finally getting that haircut.
Yeah, the pictures are on the Glenorchy website, and he went from a sort of grungy tramp to a skinhead in a very short space of time.
He's actually got a very good idea, because I bet he saved himself a bit of money. Recession proof as well and all that, you know. He didn't have to pay every, you know, what, 3-4 weeks for a haircut. He just, you know, went the whole of 2011. I bet his quid's up.
I don't think he'll do it again, though.
No, you do it. I think his friends and family will be of the same opinion as well. Glenorchy then back to winning ways. Two wins from two. beating Strucker at the weekend as well. We've spoke about them a few times in South Division 1, and they're just keeping in touch with the likes of Oban as well, and Glasgow Murdergill at the top of that table.
Yeah, Murdergill had a bit of a shock defeat there on Saturday, so that would be 2 points that I wouldn't expect Glenorchy or Oban to drop, so I'd be disappointed with that, and it gives Glenorchy a boost as well, doesn't it? They just think that GMA have dropped points already. Glenorchy have only got really Oban to chase now.
Especially with that game in hand as well. They have a game still to play. Glasgow Murdergill, as you say, losing to Aberdeen, a real surprise one in South Division 1. But, you know, a couple of years of hard graft for Aberdeen. You know, they're a good win to start their season with.
That's a fantastic result. I bet they were delighted with themselves. I think they scored early on. GMA haven't been scoring many goals so far this season, so, and I'll be disappointed with that, Glasgow. That would be really poor for them.
But Oban, still the big dogs in that division. A 4-0 win for them away to Kilmorey. They just, you know, it's pretty routine for them, I suppose.
Yeah, they've got regular scorers in Aidan McIntyre and Ian McMillan. You know, they were regular goal scorers in the Premier Division, and it won't change just because they're in South Division 1. They'll probably get more goals than they've got in the Premier. They're a good solid team, Oban.
Glasgow Murdergill next up for them on Saturday, perhaps their first test of the season.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if GMA can bounce back from that. You know, going to a good surface like Oban, it's always a good place to go and play, regardless of, you know, how well Oban are playing. Oban always come up with good results there. Difficult for Glasgow now. Oban will have the bit between their teeth.
And Glenorchy, as we heard there from Andrew, away to Tynholt, and Tynholt yet to register anything this season so far. Bit of a surprise for you, because they were the surprise package in that division last year.
Yeah, there's some good wee couple of little runs in the cups, and there's some good results here and there. I don't know what's happened with them. Like, Glenorchy's just down the road. That'll be a bit of rivalry. I don't know if they've played that often against each other at the same league. But I would expect Glenorchy to win that. They haven't changed much from last season. They still have some Premier Division speed about them. They should win that.
And the other two games, Kilmorey take on Strucker, and Oban Celtic are away to Aberdeen, as we said, boosted by that fantastic win last weekend. What's to say they can't go out and get another 2 points on the board?
Yeah, it'd be a great result if Aberdeen can follow up by beating Oban Celtic, and there's every chance they could, actually. And Kilmorey and Strucker are the two teams that are kind of struggling in that division. Strucker's chance to get points, I would think they'll put in a good effort there to get the first points of the season.
Let's move on to North Division 2 now. At the weekend, result wins for Glengarry, Newtonmore, Skye, Glenurquhart and Fort William. Still, Newtonmore, along with Glengarry and Skye, lead the way in North Division 2. This weekend, Lovett travel to Lochaber, Aberdeen Uni take on Fort William, Glenurquhart are up against Kinloch Shiel, Kinghúsey face Skye, and a real battle at the top, Glengarry and Newtonmore, the two collide this weekend.
Yeah, that'll be a bit of a battle. We thought Newtonmore were a really strong team. Glengarry, well, you know, they don't seem to want to go up even if they won that division, so I don't know what the thinking behind with trying to win that. They're obviously more focused on the cup, so I'd expect Newtonmore to continue their winning ways.
In North Division 3, Beaulieu beat Caberfae 5-1. Inverness lost away to Lochbroom 5-0. Lochharan 7-1 winners at home to Camali. Strathglass drew 0-0 with Lewis Camaracht, and Bolleskin beat Strathspey Camaracht 7-1 away. That's the side we're looking out for after speaking to Lawrence Bellini in the first day of the season, yet to put anything on the board, and I think that's the first weekend that they've been kind of heavily beaten.
That was a tough game for them, because Bolleskin are a one club team as well, so they've not got any juniors playing in that team at all. Well, I'm not saying they've got any juniors, but you know, they haven't got anybody who's going to another level, so they've got a lot of experience in that Bolleskin team. Difficult team to play.
In South Division 2 at the weekend, Cas Athletic beat Coghlan 3-1. Inverary drew 0-0 with Aberdour. Ballyhoolish were 2-1 winners away to Tayforth. Ardnamurchan hammered Glasgow Murdergill 7-0. This weekend, it's Lochside Rovers against Tayforth, Ardnamurchan versus Inverary, Bute versus Glasgow Murdergill, and Aberdour versus Coghlan. But let's turn our attentions back to the Premiership. Some big games this weekend in the Premiership. Can you see up against Cowes Athletic once more?
Yeah, that's another. It's a bit like the Lochaber-Lochcarron game. I think they played first game of the season. Kinghúsey will be desperate to get some points on the board now, I would imagine, and Kyles just want to continue their winning ways. Kyles at home, I don't know. I think they've got some guys that weren't travelling last week, so they'll be hoping to have a stronger team than they had last week.
Momentum is such a big thing as well, and after that 6-1 win last weekend, you know, Cowes were looking to put another two on the board.
Yeah, I think it was Tom White and his brother got two goals each. I suppose it was a whiteout at Drumadrockit last week.
Like we did there. I see what you did. Glenarkert, a big game for you as well at home to Kinloch Shiel, and Kinloch Shiel be desperate to, you know, get back on track after not disgracing themselves away to Needham at the weekend, but could be a tricky one for you.
That's a very difficult game. I was really impressed with Kinloch Shiel on Saturday, just watching what I've seen on against Newton Moore. Very fast, very dynamic, very committed, and as I say, you wouldn't have known that they were losing 3-0, you know. I suppose that's why they managed to get back to 3-2. Well, it'll be a good game. Yeah, an early start as well, 12 o'clock, anybody wants to catch two games on a Saturday.
Ideal.
Yeah, it'll be a good game as well, because they're going well, Kinloch Shiel.
Plenty of goals in it, perhaps?
I hope not.
for you, obviously.
Well, you know.
In reverse, maybe not.
The people at Drumadrockit will set up for a 1-0 win.
Well, why not? 1-0 to the Glenarkert. Needham Moore travel to Inverary, as we spoke about at the top of the show. They're really starting to click into gear now. Inverary have only played once this season, and I hate to say it again, the rub salt in the wounds, but their only win this season, the only game, was it yours?
Yeah, me and Inverary were away. Didn't have a game last week because we were away to Stag Do, so maybe a little bit jaded or hot, I don't know. Russell McKinley will be back playing for Inverary, I would imagine, their first team. But Newton Moore now, Danny McRae scoring, David Chain scoring, and that's the same guys that were scoring last season. You know, the real good, their forwards, that's their strength. You know, David Chain even starting the game last week, that's quite ominous for everybody back training as well.
And we're forgetting about the surprise package so far in the Premiership this season. Lovett returned to action. Their game against Inverary was called off, as you say, because of that Stag Do last weekend. Two wins from two from Lovett. We've had Alan McCrane already this season as well. They're at home to Bute.
Yeah, Bute have had two draws, one against Fort William, one against Comala last week. They're obviously willing to do battle, but Lovett will be raring to go. They'll be thinking 6 points, three games. Yeah, they'll be keen. I would expect Lovett to give Bute a good game and probably get the 2 points. Lovett.
And elsewhere, the McTavish Cup, a final route starts here. Fort William against Caberfae, Premiership versus North Division 1. Might be a decent game.
Yeah, Fort William at Anaird against Cabers would be a 4+, but Fort William versus Cabers at Black Parks, that'll be an extremely difficult game.
Fort William obviously reached the final last season as well, very much still in the trophy hunt. They never really picked up anything last year at all, did they? So they'd be keen to get their hands back on a trophy.
Yeah, and keen to, you know, continue that winning way. I mean, a fantastic win at the Dell. It's just a pity that, you know, playing Cabers on such a small pitch, there's a bit of a level of that park. The midfield can't get into the game, can't control it. If Cabers are playing the likes of young Kevin Bartlett up front, Kevin's always capable of a goal, and the Cabers boys can defend in depth, and it'd be a difficult game. That, you know, Cabers will just hope to get if William will hope to get a couple of goals first 10 minutes 20 minutes, try and settle it down.
And Caberfae as well, I mean, they tasted Ballymore success last year as well. They'll be maybe keen to spring a surprise.
Yeah, and Cabers can look at what Kinloch Shiel managed last season at McTavish as well, knocking out two Premier Division teams. So, you know, it's not like it hasn't been done before by the North Division 1 teams.
Excellent stuff. My thanks very much to Drew once more again this week as well, to Andrew and James McDougall at Inverness. Enjoy your weekend wherever the shinty takes you.